Gimel Med Aleph, second wide line, Ein L'Mezonos, Balmanusa. Once she's an Amana, she has no right to Mezonos. Why? Because the Tanai Ksuba Kiksuba, once she has no sus for Ksuba anymore, she no longer has sus for Tanai Ksuba.
If she had been the after
from the suin, she would have then as the mother has mezonos, but from erisin she doesn't have. Where is it going to Gemara? Where is it? Let's just find it back on the Gemara.
Yes,
good morning, Pinchas.
Oh, they were there. Okay, fine. That says, but you should have been pulling the piece of Gemara before. Fine, okay. By Hablok Suba, so the case, the Morris is the case where she died as an Arusa. So you have Hablok Suba, the Tikta Kabarasa, Tachas Subasa. With several of the Mayor Mino, Tachas Mono Masayim, she Tikta Tachachamim. The Morris assumed that meant that we know that because he has a Suba, he has a Chiv Kabura. So she died. So the Zechiyah Mana Messiahim, even by Arusa, there is a Zechiyah of Mana Messiahim. So since there's a Zechiyah of Ksuba, there is a Zechiyah of Kvura. So that's what they said. So Rechiyah Ba'ami said back, Tanino, and the Ishaina, I've learned the Mishnah, Ein Arusa Shemesa Mishba Ksuba. The Rusa, who's Mesa, does not have a dinim of Ksuba. The Hanuk Kvura doesn't have a dinim of Kvura. It says, Le'oinin, Le'osu B'kachim. If it's a Kayan, does not get a dinim of Oinin. Le'osu B'kachim. Well, Metamala, Im Kayan, who, the Lab She'erahi. If it's a Kayan, it can't be Metamala to her because Pasuk. She has to share bosses. Share bosses once they live together. But metama loy, she's not metama for him, which doesn't mean she's also. But ena chayevus litama, she's not mechuyev to opishu mitzvah lisasek. The gears on the side is b'shiva may say mitzvah murim b'parshas kahanim. Even though there's a mitzvah to be involved in the kavura of the seven relatives. There's a chiyuv of the kohen to metama for his wife, and we expand it to all of the relatives. It's not just a heter, but it's a chiyuv. But zu ena mehem the lav she'erahi, a wife from erison doesn't have that halacha. Alim reitzah he letama, if she wants to, ena musheris from letama. There's no issa for her to be metame. Fila kahanas, even if she's a bas kohen, the bnei Aaron k'sibul or bnei Aaron. If she dies in a yarsha, and the dunya is based via the property which she bring in from her father's as her nadunya, the husband does not receive that. But thinking yerusha zabal, actually tikkanes the chuppah. Rishabal is either when they go to the chuppah or at least timosel oisha timosel shluchim. Okay. Meishu gevik suvos meishu bechayel. If he dies while they're as an orus gevik suvos mochins manu masayim. And the Tosefos in Kosev Lo, that's actually the discussion later on whether there's a thing to Tosefos. So Mora says it's only if he dies is there ksuba, but if she dies, ain't look ksuba. What it means, the ksuba, she doesn't collect the ksuba if she dies, but it means then ksuba, the impact or the effect of a ksuba wouldn't apply to her, which means ksuba, tachas ksuba, tanya leo. Okay, fine. Now, So what's his point? That which we learned that Karosa Tachos Ksubasa, that we tie together the two. She does have a Ksuba, she has Mana Messiah. Tanya the Elba Nesua, Tanya, it's talking about a Nesua. But Tachos Nadunya's Besavia, what it means is the property, because she brings property into the marriage. And Shehu Yarsha, which the husband is Yarish, so Chazal said that if he's going to receive the property, he has a chiyuv for Kvura. Avacha Kimin, the Chimesa, ain't a Yarsha, but an Arusa, which there's no din Yarusha, the husband is not Yarish, the woman. Afhul on his chayv, the cover, so he does not become chayv to bury her.
She's only
an Arusa
to him.
Right. My time up, the Aminan. Kimesa b'chayev ein lo tvias ksuba. Why don't we say she doesn't have the right of the ksuba to be buried? Why don't we say to cover b'shul mona masayim and shehu yarish, but the mona masayim which was meshubah to her, he sort of gets back from her. Maybe that should be enough to say he's chayv in the ksuva. I'm sorry, it's enough to be chayv in the kavura. She didn't care about the kachay kersim b'shtar ksubasa. They would write such a language. Hilchah calls manchlo meis lo nisgarsha lo nishtabed lo lo yarish mimeno klum. The responsibilities that he has to her when the it's not called, there is what was saying, she has a shibud of to her of the mana Messiah. She dies first. He, as it were, gets back the mana Messiah. And so that should be mechayiv him to pay for the kvura. So more answers that no, that the language of the ksuba is that when he dies and she marries somebody else, he has to pay. So the trigger is the marriage of somebody else. So it comes out, it's not said he's getting back the mana Messiah, because the trigger for the chiyuv isn't there yet totally. So therefore, it's only in a case where he divorces her or he dies, does the chiyuv ksuba really take effect. So you can't say that he's getting back the Mana Messiah because it didn't take effect yet. Therefore, there's no Chiyuv Kavura based on him receiving back the Mana Messiah because she never got the Schus in it totally yet. It's like a two-tiered Shibud. It's potential Shibud based on the original Ksivas Aksuva, but the actual Chiyuv doesn't take effect until the circumstances are Machai of him. So we don't look at it, he's getting back the Shibud of the ksuba from her. So this is what Rashi has said. The Mor says then they quote the name of Rish Lakish. Shabbai said, "Shkila tu b'seich, achizuk tu b'seich, hashatan sabr shenaksel chotayva v'zu." That we feel great gratitude to you that you brought us such an important halacha. It's been taken away, and it's put on it's sitting on the thorns. We already knew the halacha, so we're not as excited as you would think to hear the halacha that you've brought us. We knew it already. Okay. Zot the Gemara. The Mishnah said that there's a Tanai Ksuba that Benon Nukron that have a Chiminoi will stay in my house and be get Mizornis until Kachun Leguver, until they marry. So the more Rav Tony Ad Tilkachon Leguver. So Rav had the Girsa in his Mishnah, or he said the correct Girsa in the Mishnah is until they get married. Until they become burgers. The chiyuv continues as a ketana and as a and as a nara, she becomes a begaris, the chiyuv mezonos ends. So Mora says, okay, one second. The Rav, are you saying according to Rav, Afagav the Bogar? Even though she became a begaris, she still has a right to mezonos. All of the fathers schusim in the girl and the bishas bagris, so the father shibudim should also end the bishas bagris. And Levi, Avagav the inseb, are you telling me according to Levi, even after she was tilkachon leguvrin, she already married somebody, he's still mechuyev to pay for her? Now, Tilkachon Leguvrin doesn't mean Erisim, because Erisim still stays in Beis Aviyah, still in Mezonos. It means Nesuin. Are you saying that? It doesn't make any sense. Ella Bogar B'lo Insiv, or Insiv B'lo Bogar, the Kuliyama Lo Pligi. Rav and Levi agree that if she reached the state of Bagris, or she became a Nesua, there's no Chiyuv Mezonos anymore. The case is she's not a begaris yet, she's only a nara, and she's only had erison. So what's the machlokes? The machlokes is a chiyuv mezonos while she's sitting in a state of being an arusa. B'chein tana lebi masnisei asha tivgarun. So she, till she's a begaris, and it comes a time for an assuman. Versus tarti, that you need both of them. Yalla, oy tivgarun, oy yimte zimneyon le'in isnaswa. So shatilchon leguvrin doesn't mean the lashon of kicha. Rashi points out. The lashon of kicha, which is erisin, or means physically be taken to the rishus of the baal, and Levi learns it means until the nesuin. Kitanoi. Machlokes the Rab and Levi, how do they understand the Mishnah, or how they actually have the gears of the Mishnah could be. Is Machlokes Anoim? It says Ad Masai Abbas Nizonis. Until when is the Nizonis by the girl? Asha Teores. It continues until she becomes an Arusa. Mishum Rabbi Elozo Omru Asha Tiboger. But the fact that she's an Arusa does not end her rights to Mizonis. Only when she comes in a Suwa would it end the rights to Mizonis. Tana Rabbi Yosef. Ad the Yehevyan, until you will be to a man. That's the Girsa that he had. So where wants to know, Yiboyelahu, Havaya the Erisin, does he mean the Lashon of Havaya, which is referring to Erisin, and therefore he's saying that once she's in Arusa, she loses, like Rav said? Or Havaya the Nesuin, that she actually is with the husband, and that's what the word Lashon of Havaya means over here. And that's like Levi. Teiku, the Mora says that there's no way to address that question. Amalei Rav Chista le Rav Yosef. And the Mora says that Rav Chista asked Rav Yosef, Mi shemi alecha minei de Rav Yehuda. Did you hear from Rav Yehuda that you learned by? Arusha yesh le mezonos, o ein le mezonos. What he holds in regards to whether an Arusa has mezonos or not. I did not hear from him about it. Elami swore, but if you ask me what I think, last law, I would assume that Rusa loses Mazarnas Kim the Irsa. Kima the Irsa, the Morris says, Kima the Irsa, Loy Nichole the Tissel. In other words, so the reason why Chazara Masakim is on this is because we cannot lower her to the status of going and knocking on the doors. The husband will take over that concern at this point in time. He's not very happy his wife should go around knocking on the doors, and the husband will provide her with the support that she needs. Amalei. So Rav Chissa said back, "Mishma lo shmi alucha." If you're saying you don't have a masar one way or the other, you're just using swara. I would say, "Misura isla." She does have mazonis from the brothers, because the husband will say, "Kima lo kim lebegavah." He doesn't know for sure what her status is. Does she have any physical movement? Well, she won't know till nesuin, and he takes her to his home. Loshanish is Zuzibichti, and Oris is not chayv mazanis for his wife. You're saying, but this Oris would want to support her because he doesn't want her to become. Once she's Oris to him, he doesn't want her to be lowered to the denigrated to the need to go collect money. On the other hand, the supporter, he says, I'm going to put money into something which I might do to Suwan and see that she has a mum. And I don't want to be married to her, so I wasted my money. Vikadamri, Amrle, Mishwala Shmili. So Rav Yosef answered, I did not hear. And according to this version, Misura Isla, she sells Mazanis from the family, from the brothers. Because the husband, since he doesn't know what she is, the husband would not want to support her. He's wasting it, throwing out money. So the brothers have to support her still. The estate of the father is Mechayev Mazonis. So he says back, the husband would be agreeable to support her, and therefore then there's no need for the brothers to support her. Zakt Rashi, the Rav Avagav the Bogar, he's saying that according to Rav, even though she's a Begaris, she'll still get Mazonis, but to me it's a question. Lebagris is Mitziyam Rishus Av. Bagris takes her out of the father's rishus while the father's alive, so why should there be more rishus after he dies? There's a chiyuv to still give a nadin. And we calculate it as a tenth of the property, but moedim b'mezonis, the bein nosu bein bagru of the mezonis, but the loss of mezonis is still that they agree that begaris doesn't have mezonis. More says kipligi barusa, Rav Omer Acha Tilkachon, the chiyuv of the father is only to Tilkachon. It means kicha the erisin. That they're not physically taken to the husband. It means they've gotten married through. They've had the erison. even though she's not a begeris yet, the levi oy tiv geron oy yinosu b'yetzer b'shus av legamri ki bagris. They either bring bagris, which the father that bagris is moitzer from b'shus av, or the suan, which is moitzer b'shus av. Chetana levi mastise. Levi sitter b'raisa shisha sedorim kirbchia kirbashia. And levi also had a set of tosefta, a set of braises about the mishnayos. So he had in that the girsa of Tivgaron v'tis nasvot. The verse is tarti, you need only both, but to me. Okay. Then the more said, Asha Tivgaron v'yimte zimnehoin v'tis nasvot. That was the first question of Tarti about that. Where it says, "Oh, it means oh Tivgron, oh Yimte Zimnehan." He gives man shnei moshe chodesh. So the lashon of the language of the time has come, because there's a time from the time of the request. The nesuin there's a 12-month lapse. The psula mishatava habal kila kamon beperigaf alpi. Once the husband asks for nesuin, there's a 12-month lapse. So once that time comes, the daughter no longer has mezonos from the estate, and she gets from the husband. Then the Mora said, "Does a rusa have mezonos? A rusa yeshu mezonos? A rusa yisoma? A case where father dies." And that the daughter becomes an arusa, yeshem mezonos min ha'achin aloy, that she gets supported from the brothers or not. Hachir sin misora leslo, kivin the irsa loy nichel the tissel. So the first version that Rabbi Yehuda said misora, ani omer shein lo mezonos min ha'achin, she doesn't get support from the brothers. In my time, atikra rabbanan mezonos labas min nichsei av. Why did the Chazal institute that the daughter gets supported? The Yerusha goes to the brothers. Why do they have a chiv, the supporter? So Chazal put a chiv on the father's property to do that. He doesn't have to go and lower herself to go around to the knocking on doors. But we're not worried about that possibility over here. The oris, the mitzvah, that when the husband, the oris sees that she's doing this, Zion lo iu mididay, he'll support her. Well, b'shenu mechuyev lezayno, even though he's not mechuyev to give his zonis yet, but the kibah the irsa lo nichale the titzel. Once she's in arusa, the husband would not want his wife to have to go and ask for alms. So no reason to give it from the property of the father. Amalei. If you do not hear direct, explicitly from Rav Yehuda, Misora Isla, she needs mezonos. She has to learn from mezonos min ha'achin. The oris lo zayin lo. She needs to get support from the brothers because the oris will not support her. Because kim lo kim le begavo im tinosi lo shemim se bamu. He doesn't know for sure what her status is. He might find the mum on her body after it in the suin. And the fellow Shadi Zuzibikdi, he's not gonna throw out his money for no purpose. See, he doesn't want to support her. Okay. Okay. So the more is a simon. The Gavri Shok Zorach Mana v'yivama shnia arusa b'onsum. By my neighbor Rav Sheshes. So they asked a series of shilas over here. Mime'enas yesh l'mezonos or ein l'mezonos. So a girl, she's yisayma, so she gets mezonos from the father. The mothers and the brothers married her off. So at that point in time, the husband's, it's only marriage to Rabbanim. The husband takes over the chiyuv of mezonos. Now she's memayin in that husband, and she returns back to the living with the brothers or being supported. Now, does she get support? Normally, a woman, once she's in a suwa, she left Rishus Av. And she doesn't go back to Rishus Av. So, this girl who had been living with the man, she already was in a suwa by him, left Rishus of the Av. So, she doesn't go back afterwards. Or do you say, since Miyun is Arka, the marriage retroactively? So she has the right to Mizarnas. That's the last of Sheshes. Our mother of Sheshes, Tini Tua. We have a Brisa which really answers the question. It says, Omana Bebesavia. Vigrusha Bebesavia. So the one that goes back to Beisavia, or a woman who was a grusha, is Beisavia. Mishimeres Yavim Beisavia. Yeshta Mazonis. So, in all the cases this happened after Erisin, so then she's still called Beisavia. She did not leave the father's rishos. So she gets Mazonis. Rabbi Huda, So Rabbi Huda seems to say the same thing. Depends, did these things happen while she still was Beisavia? She was still a Rusa. So Mor says, Rabbi Huda, Hanu Tanakama. Rabbi Huda said the exact same thing as the Tanakama. So what's the Machlokes? Elav isn't the Machlokes. Mima Enes Ikibenayu. The Tanakama Sabar Isla, that the case of a Me'enis after Nesuin, does she get her or not? So he made a list. He said, by the Almana, it's only if she never left the father's Rishus, she's only in a Rusa, or the Nesua, or the Grusha, or the Shemesh Yavim. Me'enis, he didn't make such a requirement. So Tanakama holds him, and even though she was in a suwa, she still gets Mizanas afterwards. Rihuda, Sabra Leslo. Rihuda, on the other hand, made a general rule that it's only a woman who was Beis Aviyah, and this girl had left Beis Aviyah. So Mizanas doesn't have Mizanas afterwards. So that's what he said. We have a brisa which really addresses this thing, this question. Okay. Boy Rish Lakish, Bas Yibama Yeshim Mazonis, or Enla Mazonis. So he marries his Yibama, does Yibum. And they have a bas. So the law is the woman's ksuva, dine ksuva, are based on the property of the deceased brother. And now the husband, the Yavam husband dies. Does this girl have a right to get mazonis from the brothers? Yes, she was under the Mazonis. Given the remark, Subas on the Sibala Rishon, that all of Dinik Suba go back onto the property of the deceased brother. So, for the Yerusha that the Yavam has that goes over to his sons, she has no right to get support from that property. Her rights only would be on the property which had been brought in. The Yavam is Yarish from the mace. So that's his right, but to get support which would continue from his property, she doesn't have. Adil Makim and the Elastom Arishan, the Skidal Rabbanah Misheni, Isla. Forget about the daughter for a second. The dinek suva of the yavama are based on the property of the mace, But if the property of the mace is not sufficient to pay the chiyuvim of ksuba, so the yavama has the right to collect from the yavam. So the, she does have, the mother does have a certain rights of ksuba on the father's property, and therefore the daughter will have rights based on tonight ksuba on the father's property. Samar says take. Zok Rashi.
What father? Father of the first husband and
the other? No.
Her father?
The Yavam and the Yavama had together. Now her father dies. Can she get support from that man's property, from her father's property? She gets support based on Tanai Ksuva. And her mother, the Yavama, doesn't really have a claim on that property because the mother's Ksuva is on the deceased brother, her first husband's property. She's trying, the girl is trying to collect from the Yavam's property based on the din of Tanai Ksuva. Well, the mother doesn't have a right on that property, so why should she have rights on the property? Or no. The mother does have rights on that property because if the Yavam's, if the mace's property was not sufficient to pay the ksuba, she collects from the Yavam's property. So the mother does have rights on the property. Therefore, the daughter would also have rights on her father's property. Mimean is a grashi. Halfway down the page. Tani Yisrael, she sua achel. Tani Yisrael was married off with Nesuin, which she married off by her brothers. Then she was Mamayan, and she came back to them. Does she get Mazonis or not? Yes, she Mazonis. Ashiti Bogger, does she get Mazonis until she comes to Begaris? Aloy. Me and Mina, do we say Akratino? Akratino the Nesue me Koran. That since Miyun is ark of the marriage, Bahabla Kamishla Nisay, like she never was married, therefore she goes back to getting Mazonis. She did leave the Mishusav, doesn't come back. She said, we have a Bryce that says, Amana Bebe Sevilla, Klamarmina Arison, the Amana who's still sitting in Beis Avia, she never became an Asua, and then she became an. Then the husband died. She's an Arusa. She still gets Mazonis from the father's property. The Imin Asua and Lormina and Yeshla Mazonis. Had she been an Asua, she will not have Mazonis. Until she's been taken. Phila Levi, he's murdered by, if she's in a suwa, even though she's not a begaris yet, she leaves the father's vishus. There's a Tanai of Dafka Besavia. Grusha Besavia, which means she was divorced as an Arusa. She never went to the Nesuin yet. Or Sheres Yavam Besavia. But Mamanis, even if she's in a suwa, she'll get. They're arguing the suwa, so she gets. Rosh Behuda Lemaimer, Oida Besavia Bitchilasa, if she was still actually in Besavia, she'll Yotza Misham Ben Asuin. She's not had the suwan yet. Then Yeshla Mazonis, Mishayotza Ben Asuin. Even though it's a case of Miyun, once she left, he doesn't get it anymore. So the person does Yibum and he has a daughter. Then the Yavam dies. Does she have a right to get support from her father's, the Yavam's, property? Hello, or not? Give them a marbik suvasa, ain't al nisse yavam. The ksuba isn't on the property of the yavam. It's on the property of the mace. So tanai ksuba the law nami labal nechazavu. Therefore, her tanai ksuba was also not on the father's property. Adilma kibin the minan chasim iles than the chasim l'rishon. If the mace does not have enough property, the mother, the Yavama, gets a right of ksuba on the Yavam. She'll take Caleb Ein of Litzia. He shouldn't look at her. It doesn't cost him anything anyway. So he can easily divorce her. And I said, no, it's going to cost you money. So since Chazar Masak on that. So over here, Islaw Nami Tanai Ksuba. Leos Bita, and these owners are the same way the wife, Yavama, has a claim on the Yavama's property. So her daughter will also have a claim on the Yavama's, the daughter's father's property. So where's his take? The Bible that remains as a question.